Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock, and welcome to my lifestyle podcast, Live Without a Net. The podcast showcases people who live fearlessly and have the ambition to create something. I'll showcase change makers who have decided to let go of their safety net in order to survive. So let's jump right in. Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock. Welcome to Live Without a Net. I have Nikki Kahn. She's the new owner of South Jersey Dry Bars. Welcome to the show, Nikki.
Thanks so much, Jen. How are you?
Good. Well, I love the Dry Bar. I'm so glad you're on. And I always wanted them in South Jersey because I lived in Philly for a while. And my girlfriends used to always have, like, you know, girl days where we would spin, then go to Dry Bar, then go have brunch. And I just thought, why don't we ever have them here? They're probably in North Jersey. So I'm so excited, as I'm sure so much of the South Jersey community is so happy to have you.
Thank you.
What are you most excited about with opening these?
Well, one, that I'm not going to have to deal with this and straighten it, because I can tell you I don't own a blow dryer. Everybody makes fun of me for it. But what I'm most excited is to bring, you know, not only the beauty of a great blowout, but to be honest with you, it's really the culture of Dry Bar that kind of really drew me in when I was first introduced to it. I've been a loyalist, you know, since the start, before it was even a franchise, when I used to travel for work. And really, it's just when you walk in, it's the feel, it's the vibe, it's really what they stand for. Very much a very inclusive environment. And, we can't wait to be able to open, two back to back and then a third location.
So your first location is opening in Mount Laurel off of 73 or I'm sorry, 38?
It's 52 Centerton Road in Centerton Square. So
great location.
The huge shopping center with the Wegmans and the Target.
Massage Envy's in there. There's some other things in there. You know, I've been many times.
Tommy's Tavern.
Yes.
I think that's like where you go to shop, you know, if you're in Mount Laurel, for sure.
Agreed. And then closer to me on Route 73, the Mount Marlton Dry Bar, where the Starbucks is and Trader Joe's.
Correct. In Marlton Square. So that one will open at the end of September.
So what are you doing to get these two operations ready to go? Because you'll be busy, especially with back to school and fall and summer being over and everyone back in town.
Correct. So there's a lot of moving parts, but it's super exciting. And that's kind of what keeps me going. I like kind of being a person that puts the puzzle pieces together. From a perspective, it's, you know, trusting in your team, number one, making sure, you know, we're hiring the right people and that they're the right fit, not only to be customer facing, but on the back end of the business, that they're trustworthy, that, you know, we can grow together. Because not only is culture important in the business of Dry Bar for me, but it's really also very important for me in the culture for my employees and our Dry Bar family, and building that all together. So I think it's kind of really nice that the people that are joining the team get to go on this journey with us. And it's not me dictating, you know, everything. It's really that it is a community involvement in how we're going to grow and how we're going to get there.
And for people who may not know about the amazing Dry Bar experience and all of the beautifully smelling products, what can you explain to them so they know what it is?
So we're the original blowout bar. So Allie Webb, who started Dry Bar, she basically perfected the art of the blowout. So most stylists are not actually taught how to do a blowout in school. It's kind of an afterthought. You know, they're focused on the color and learning the technique of cutting. Allie kind of came to the table and she really perfected this technique to work on every person's hair, including every texture, length, so on and so forth. And so the beauty of Dry Bar is that not only are you getting a great blowout, but you get the great experience. So you come in and you get to sit down, you get to watch movies. We have movie screens and movies playing all day. You get a cocktail, should you choose. You get to relax. And I think that that's something that, you know, a lot of us have lost. We're in this kind of society of go, go, go constantly. So it kind of almost makes you take that second and reflect and take care of yourself. And really, health and wellness is something that I think more people are starting to realize that they need more of, especially after the pandemic. Dry Bar has this culture of be you, be unapologetically you. And you're going to get that experience and get that feeling when you walk in the door, from the time you walk in the door to the time you leave.
Yeah, and they must really work on those products, because I've been obsessed, you know, since my first time at the Dry Bar, and I still buy certain products, but they just smell so good. It's almost like a perfume.
It's amazing. So they're done by Helen of Troy. And actually, that line is definitely exclusive to Dry Bar, obviously, but it can also be found in Ulta. So not only is Dry Bar an international franchise, but the products are so super unique and really, really amazing for all types of hair. So there is a lot of brand awareness, but, you know, since it's become, you know, franchised, we just didn't really have them in New Jersey, and they're, you know, few and far between. So the fact that I think the brand awareness is really getting, you know, more hyped up within the community. But, you know, having that kind of brand loyalty, especially with the products, really does help.
It does. I found them on Amazon sometimes, like if I've been really desperate, and I sometimes they're sold off the shelves in Ulta. That's how popular they are.
Yes. Yes. And sometimes I can't find the travel sizes, which absolutely kills me. But thank God now, you know, I definitely won't be losing sight of that. You know, I'll have plenty.
And I became a member, so I'm totally pumped to start, because I love getting my hair blown out. I can't do it the way that a stylist can do it at all.
Me either.
I don't have that gift. But you've done a good job. I met you at a pop-up, so you've done pretty well at building up your list before it opens, because one opens in just a couple weeks and another in a month.
Correct. Correct. You know, I think for my husband and I, and, you know, the reasons behind we are doing what we're doing, and RY is really community involvement. You will see us pretty much everywhere within the community supporting different causes. We've partnered already with the JCC. They're quite a large corporation in terms of the Jewish Community Center in Cherry Hill. You know, these kinds of things are super important to not only just be true to ourselves and, you know, giving back and making sure that we're showing our children, you know, what you do and how you be involved. But it's also great for our brand awareness and making people feel very included in the journey with us. So that is something that you will 100% see us involved with, is many different organizations, many businesses. I think, you know, there is room for everyone, and finding ways to leverage each other's strengths and work together to really band together for small business is super important. And so we're kind of helping to kind of bridge some of those gaps that maybe people haven't had that kind of experience, within the community, especially from salons. From a perspective, I'm only one of a handful of salons that are part of the, you know, Burlington County Chamber of Commerce, you know, the Marlton Business Association, the Morristown Business Association. So that's not something that I think people are used to. And having the background that I have in corporate business and being a senior leader, I think in a way might be beneficial and very different in the path of business that I'm trying to take our Dry Bars versus just, you know, any other person's experience, because I can bring different insight to the business versus somebody who maybe has been a cosmetologist and had the dream of opening a business. Opening a business is hard to begin with, but at least having the foundation of business, I think, is very insightful and very helpful for where we're looking to go.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk about that. What's your background and where are you coming from before you jumped into being a franchise owner?
Yes. So how this kind of all started is I've been in corporate business. I was, you know, right out of school, I did pharma sales. I did, you know, ingredient sales, and kind of risen through the ranks pretty quickly, and landed at a corporate business company who sold ingredients and did senior leadership with them. You know, over the past few years, my health kind of was suffering due to potentially long COVID and the pandemic. And so, you know, my husband and I knew that we needed to kind of make a change for ourselves to not only make sure I'm taking care of myself, Because if you don't take care of yourself, it's very hard to take care of others. And we do have two little boys that are obviously, you know, our world. But, you know, in terms of what our vision was and what we were looking to do, my husband has always been very fascinated with franchises. You know, he's got a master's in finance and is in senior leadership as well for his company. And so we always loved the idea of having our own ownership of a business, but not having to start it from complete scratch, right? The beauty of the franchise is the fact that they give you all of the, you know, blueprints of execution, but you can kind of make it also your own. And that's kind of what we've been looking to do. So, you know, I'm very grateful. My husband has always empowered me within my career and our journey together in our relationship. And so he knows what he's great at, which is really the back of house. And he doesn't pretend to know the front of house. He wants nothing to do with it. But at the end of the day, that's, you know, my strength. For me, people is the most important part of what I do day in and day out and what I've done in business and in corporate business, taking care of my people, making sure that I'm constantly mentoring and helping people grow and develop. That's what I love most and I'm most passionate about. And so, you know, when we decided to kind of look into this further, you know, it was a very hard decision because it's never something, you know, easy to leave what you know. But it's the people that keep me going and knowing that I'm going to be able to help people grow within their own careers and development within the fact that we own multiple dry bars. I'm somebody that really loves to promote within. And so knowing that I can do that here while, you know, having the relationships with the community and, you know, our customers and our employees, that is the sole purpose of what I love about what I do. And to be able to bring that to a franchise and make it our own and make it something that I grow from a seed to a flower is super, super exciting. And I'm super passionate about it.
And what skill sets did you learn from your previous corporate job that helped you parlay into being a franchise owner? I mean, obviously you're used to handling a lot of moving parts and having to manage people below you.
You know, I think the most important things I have learned in business, and I've had some an extremely great mentors, and I'm super grateful for them because everyone needs a chance, right? It all starts with somebody giving you a chance. But what I've learned most is that it is okay to be vulnerable. Vulnerability is a superpower. And I have learned that being able to let people into your world, let them see the flaws too, is super, super important to help them connect to you and for you to grow together rather than separate. Being authentically yourself, that is by far the two most important things, right? Vulnerability and authenticity. And so that's what I've taken from my evolution in business and really made my own brand for who I am and making sure people constantly know why, right? You have to bring people in and you have to bring them along on the journey. You can't just, you know, dictate orders. You need to make sure that people understand the basis of what you're doing and making sure that you're okay with, you know, people seeing the flaws, because not life is not cookie cutter. Life is messy. But people, I think, connect on deeper levels and will take risks and are willing to grow with you when you show them who you really are.
I agree. When did you learn that about vulnerability? Because most people, as we know, you know, including myself, put out like their highlight reels on social media, like Instagram or Facebook. I mean, why not? We're having fun at the shore. We don't want to show ourselves sad at the shore, even if we are. So I get it in one way, but I also find that the people that are the most vulnerable have the most followers, and that's being like no makeup or just telling people when they're sad, you know?
I think I've always kind of just been genuinely me. But I have found that in managing people, it has been, I think over the past maybe 3 years is where I've really started to let people in. And I had a mentor that, you know, showed me a TED talk about relentless authenticity. And it just really resonated with me. And it's probably still to this day, the one that stands out the most to me in terms of what I've connected to. But I feel like when you let people know that you're not perfect either, it disarms people. You know, I'm very self-deprecating as well and joke around, you know, and kind of make light of situations. But at the heart of it, that is how I found to be able to get to the root causes of things quicker and make connections with people and make sure that I'm networking correctly to help my people. Because if you know where to go and how to navigate that, that in itself allows people to feel that they can trust you and rely on you. But you know, it's not always easy. I agree with you. I think in social media and the day that we live in now, it's hard, and I'm guilty of it too. You know, on my personal Instagram and stuff, you see the great things with my kids. You don't necessarily see, you know, on social media that things are happening, but I can tell you that I do think that, you know, and I find this with women in general, we've come a long way in terms of the evolution of motherhood in general. And this is what, you know, I can relate to. I think, you know, 20 years ago, people didn't really tell their friends, you know, the good, bad, and ugly with their children. Mm-hmm. I think it was, you were supposed to be a super mom. You were supposed to be able to handle it all, do it all, and do it with a smile on your face. The nice thing I found in the connection with, I have friends, you know, from 25, 30 years that I'm still very, very close with. And we're all really real with each other. We talk about the hard times. We talk about, you know, the tantrums and the breakdowns and the struggles of juggling it all. And I think we've gotten to a place, at least as a community in private. I don't really like to, you know, I'm actually really not big on social media. I'm not good at working it. But I think, you know, in terms of my personal relationships, I am okay showing that life is not perfect. And that has kind of transitioned into my business life too. You know, leaving my corporate job because of my health and knowing that this is where our next step is to make sure I'm taking care of myself. Admitting that to people was extremely difficult. You know, in terms of how my health has been so affected over the past 2 years, but I let people into that pretty early on that, you know, I was sick, I'm not feeling well. These are things that are going on. And so that vulnerability, while it's been hard, it's been really, really refreshing to see how people can relate to things like that and how they open up to you because you do so. So right. That's
very true. I've always said, like, you can't fake authenticity, but some people, I think, truly struggle with it.
They do. I think, you know, people are afraid to let people in. But I really think that that has helped excel my career. And I really do think that that will help in terms of the success we will continue to have with Drybar, because the connections that we make with our customers, I want them to be authentic. I want them to feel that they can come and talk to me, because you know what, when you're there and you're in the chair and you're having a great experience, hopefully you feel like this weight's lifted and you can have those conversations with me, with our employees, with our stylists who are there, you know, almost it's a therapy session, right? I mean, I feel like whenever I get my hair done, you know, and my stylist, it's a therapy session. But being able to be that person for others is super important. And I think more so today than ever, we need that. We need to take care of ourselves. So not only am I opening Drybar because I have to take care of my health and my family and where we're looking to go, you know, I'm hoping that we can do that for the community as well.
Yeah, very well said. I can't wait to share this podcast. You've said some really powerful messaging, so I'm excited.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And just thinking of my experience, I do think it's therapeutic there. I always feel good leaving, but you could tell them that there's like a fun book of hairstyles. Yeah. I think I always would get like the beach wave one. There's also one that's like
Mai Tai.
Very like voluminous or.
Yes, the Southern Comfort. You just named my two favorite, Jen. Those are my two favorite.
Yeah, yes. I forget the names because it's been a bit, because I used to live in Philly and go to the one in Philly. But now I'm
feel
a
like for you and I, like, you know, the Jersey PA vibe is, you know, the higher the hair, the closer to God kind of a
I
thing.
love
I'm
when
like,
it's
give me all the
super
volume. Give
Me
me the
too.
volume.
My favorite. I feel like it makes my face look so much better when it's just lifted and higher.
Yes. I mean, they have some great hairstyles. And honestly, it is really, you know, all thanks to Ali Webb, who started this and had this dream, right? Without her, we wouldn't be entering this journey. And, you know, it's people like her who took that chance, right? You know, while I'm taking my own chance and, you know, completely shifting, you know, what I've known to where I'm going. But it's really people like her who start these, you know, businesses and have the idea and development, turn them into franchises that give people the opportunities to do better for themselves. And so, you know, her idea is brilliant. And it's something that kept me coming back when I would travel all around the country for work. You know, like I said to you, I really don't own a blow dryer, so I don't do my hair myself. So if I wanted it straight or, you know, for an event, for something different, I'd go on the Drybar app. I'd say, oh, wow, there's one in this city. Let me go. And I always loved it because it was consistent. Having curly hair, it's really not the easiest thing to straighten. So, you know, I've had really bad experiences prior to finding Drybar, and I've had so, and some great. But with Drybar, I always knew what I was getting. And I always knew that I would be leaving happy, feeling refreshed. And I think, you know, for me and, you know, my husband, and it's a really nice blend of our strengths in terms of what we're passionate about. And at the end of the day, I just hope that people feel that when they walk in the door, because, you know, I will be involved. It's something that, you know, we are very, very sincere in. We want feedback. We want people to continue to help us evolve and grow. Because if we don't get that, you know, that's where you kind of get stagnant and you get very complacent in what you're doing. And the business cannot evolve. The business evolves because of the people, and that
Right.
includes your employees and your customers.
Will there be any extra layers to Drybar that we should know about that maybe we haven't seen before? I don't know whether that's like having makeup artists there, or I don't know,
Yep.
maybe just you'll have certain pop-ups come in and showcase
Very
them.
much. So that is something we've already kind of been working on the back end. I really want to bring businesses in. So, you know, freelancers, you know, if you're having a bridal party, and you need a makeup artist, we can make sure that we're coordinating things, to help make your day special. Same with birthday parties, so on and so forth. You know, we've gotten very good at juggling a multitude of things, but we should be able to take that off of people, to not feel that they have to be the ones coordinating that, right? It should, once again, it all goes back to the experience. However, it's also to help other businesses. I was talking the other day with a lady who does crystals. You know, we were also talking to a tarot card reader. All those kinds of things and events, are super exciting to me because it gives them an opportunity to showcase their businesses, as well as gives our customers and especially our members as well, the opportunity to experience things very differently. So, you know, you'll probably see a lot of that happening, you know, definitely at both locations. And then it's also the community events. So, like I spoke about earlier at the JCC, we're actually doing blowouts and bingo.
Love
They
it.
have a really great, event, you know, that happens, and it's to raise money for Parkinson's. And so, you know, we'll be lending our hands for some, you know, dry styling and be, you know, supporting their bingo, which drives hundreds of people to this event. And we'll be raising money for a really great cause and something that's very near and dear to my husband's heart, as his best friend lost his dad to Parkinson's. So it's, you know, it's a mix of things, right? But it really is all about that community, making people and businesses feel like they're a part of our business, because really at the end of the day, we're only as successful as they are, and to kind of make this a very inclusive experience.
I feel that's different with you because you have so much, you're juggling right now and you have to get the business straight, but you're also already planning all of these pop-ups and getting people integrated in the community. And I just find that so awesome because it makes the whole experience that more exciting. And I truly think that you're going to be so successful.
Thank you. I mean, listen, I sure hope so. And, you know, I hope somebody's hearing what you're saying, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, I think when you have passion about something, you just, you constantly learned how to pivot. And that is something that I think I've taken. It's always been my mindset. You just figure it out. And so moving parts, you know, while it's overwhelming, when you break it down and you have a bigger picture and you're able to compartmentalize certain things, it helps you get there faster. You know, and I'm very lucky. I have a great support system of my family and friends and people that have constantly told me that I can. Nobody's ever told me I can't. And if they've ever felt like maybe they've questioned it, it just has always given me a reason to push harder and to push through that and prove people wrong. Because at the end of the day, I am only competing with myself. There is room for every salon. There's room for every business. It really is, you know, it's about the journey for me and my family and what we're looking to achieve. And that's a balance in life, but you have to put the work in. And if you're not willing to do that, especially with a business or being a senior leader in business, you then lose sight of the end goal. You can't get there without the hard work. And that is the biggest takeaway I could give anybody.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite podcasts so far. So thank you. I love that you've learned all of this, you know, through your career. And I assume you must have been like this when you were younger too.
Yeah, type A, definitely. you know, I don't really have an off switch, which is part of, you know, part of it's a blessing and a curse.
Honestly.
I can tell you that. And like, you know, it's funny because you can see these traits in your children as well. And, you know, I think at least my generation is really trying to help temper that a little bit. Because while, like I said, it's a blessing, it's also my biggest Achilles heel. Right. So over the years, I've learned more of a balance with it and how to kind of use it for good. But yeah, I mean, I think you're wired certain ways for sure. But I also think it's the people and the environment that you're raised in to help you kind of evolve and hone in on those skill sets. And like I said to you, like my parents never said that I can't do anything. And I'm grateful for that, especially as a woman. Right. You know, it's a very small percentage of women who rise through the ranks of leadership in general, but then to be surrounded and have a partner in life that empowers you too and you know, wants you to continuously grow and succeed. I don't think I'd have that without the supportive parents and also these innate traits that kind of get you there.
Yeah, that's so true. My dad used to tell me you can do anything. And I think that does make a difference because you meet people that have the opposite mindset. So,
correct. Right. So if you don't see the ceiling, you can really achieve it.
Yeah, that's so true.
But the foundation of the hard work is key. It's just, yep. It's always been, you have to dig deep. And sometimes it's hard. It's very hard. And, you know, juggling it all and being, you know, a mom and being a business and making sure you're keeping your friends, you know, involved and having a life outside of that. I think we all do put quite a lot of pressure on ourselves. But the one thing I've learned is you can have it all. You just maybe can't have it all at once. So one day something's going to give. Another day it's going to be something else. But you have to be okay with that. And being okay in discomfort is really where I found over the past, I'd say 3 years and 3-4 years has taught me and I've grown the most, not only in my career, but personally. Having kids kind of forces you to be okay with being uncomfortable and discomfort and things not need and in a row. And then you couple that with a business that you're really in charge of a large portion of somebody's business and a privately held business where you feel a sense of ownership of it too, right? You want to work hard for them because they've been supportive of you. So I'm hoping that those kinds of traits and those learnings I can bring to my team at Drybar and help them grow and develop. You want to be a regional manager? There's an opportunity with us. There's an opportunity for you to make this a true career and make it your home. Because at the end of the day, these people are family, and I wouldn't be able to open the shops without them.
Wow, I can't wait for this to get out there. You should write a book one day, honestly. With the
if we can fit it in, Jen, if we can fit it in. I mean, let's see how far we
get. I'll let you open.
Let's get the first three open, and then, you know, I think life is never perfect, and I can tell you that I've had experiences in my life that have really tested me, genuinely. I've been divorced. I've struggled with health issues. Nobody has a perfect life, and mine, you know, in comparison is probably very, my issues are minute in comparison to what others, you know, go through day in and day out, of course. But I think it's just, it's how you get up. It's how you keep going. So I would love to, if it could help anybody. I think that once again, it goes back to being vulnerable and being authentic. If my story could help somebody else or give them, you know, a different look on life to say, you know what, I can do this too. I want nothing more for that, for women in particular, right? Because I think navigating life as a woman is always complex, on many facets of life, but just in general, if it helps somebody, absolutely. I would absolutely love to.
I think you should also add public speaking to it. Sorry to add another job, but you'd be really good at inspiring people. So
thank you. That's honestly, there's no greater feeling than to be able to kind of help others, I think. But once again,
it impacts many. How can people find you? I know you're not big on social media, but can they find the Drybars?
They can find the Drybars for sure. So, you know, Drybar Shops_Mount Laurel_New Jersey and Drybar Shops_Marlton. You know, if you want to find me, you can probably find me there. You know, otherwise I would love to connect with anyone that is interested in speaking further. For sure.
And they can find, I guess they could sign up for an email subscription on the website.
Absolutely. So yeah, so we do have memberships that, you know, we've launched and packages, and I'm more than happy to help anyone. You can even email me at mountlaurel@drybarshops.com and you'll be getting me, and we can kind of speak personally, and I can help you through in every step of the way.
Thank you so much, Nikki, for being on Live Without a Net. It's been a delight to have you on, and I'll be seeing you
same,
soon.
Same. So appreciate you, Jen. And honestly, like, I feel like it's just been such a nice way to connect, and, you know, running into you at the pop-up and kind of, you know, our similar journeys of where we're looking to go and what we're looking to achieve. So
great. Yeah, I can't wait to network more with you.
Well, that's it for now. Thanks everyone for joining us. Please reach out to me so I can feature you on my show. I do respond to everyone. You can find me on my Instagram @JenniferSherlock or my business Instagram @JennaCom. And check out our new website coming soon, livewithoutanet.com. Thanks again, and I look forward to taking risks with you.